Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. If you want to hit me up, y'all know the number. If you don't know the number, I'm going to give it to you, 347-826-7435. Once again, call-in number, 347-826-7435. And, of course, I know some of y'all will not call in because you're scared to talk on the air or you're thinking I'm going to diss you, which if you say something dumb, I may do that. But for the most part, I don't think that you're ignorant out there. So you can email me your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if you're listening live, you can, of course, jump into the chat room there, ask me a question, give me a comment, and of course, I'm down with you. I'm going to answer it live. I ain't scared. I ain't never scared, I don't think, but we ain't going to discuss that. Shout out to my recovering co-host, Mr. J, who still is in recovery for a vagina-eating accident that he had, where he seems to have dislocated his neck and hurt his leg off. I mean, you know, there's a special technique to eating vagina, and unfortunately, Mr. J did not master it. And so he's kind of laid up right now, pain in his legs, pain in his back, you know, neck brace. I mean, it's all bad. So fellas out there listening, and ladies, if you're into that also, if you're going to do it certain ways, certain angles, that you got to get in there where you don't hurt yourself. And, you know, Mr. J can tell you all about it. Anyway, let me stop. Yeah, if you want to holler at me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, if you want to find me, look up Smooth Drama. That's where I'm at. I'm still on the fence, though. I'm still on the fence about Instagram. I need incentives. I mean, all I see is Instagram is just taking pictures. I don't know if I'm gonna be taking selfies. It's like I need the fans to say, hey, you know what? We want you taking selfies all day. Now, if y'all request it, maybe I'll think about it. But just on the humdrum, like I'm just following myself around, which would be kind of creepy since I'm already with myself. But if I'm following myself around, taking pictures and posting it on Instagram, or doing like Ms. Drama and Snapchatting my butt cheeks and putting it on the snap. Oh, did I say that on the air? Oh, my bad. I kid Ms. Drama. She does not Snapchat her butt cheeks and put it on there and say that ass, though. She don't do that type of stuff, I don't think. Maybe. Anyway. If you want me to do that, y'all have to request it. I don't know if I'm into it. I don't see it, but that's just me. In the meantime, I mean, because I'm into authenticity. You know, I'm of the belief that things should, we're not authentic anymore. It's phony. Perfect example, Dr. David Newman, charged with ejaculating on his patient's face. You know, he's an emergency room doctor. He's accused of ejaculating into a drug patient's face. He worked he worked for Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. And I guess what happened, it happened last week on the 11th, where the woman alleged that she was given an extra shot of morphine, who then proceeded to fondle her breast and masturbate and ejaculate in her face. And the woman is said to have preserved some of his semen for authorities. And I'm like, you know, I mean, if that's your thing, that's cool. If, you know, if ejaculating in folks' faces is your thing, that's cool. But what happened to asking? You know, that was my problem with the whole Bill Cosby thing. You Bill Cosby. You just say, hey, can I hit it? It's a yes or no proposition. No, we say normally the females, if you're hanging out with a married guy, you're in the room with him, you trying to give it up most of the time. So it's like you ask, and it's a yes or no. She says no, boom. If she says yes, boom. You, at least she had a choice. And see, with the Dr. Newman, it's like, hey, you know what? You ask a woman. You know what? Hey, I'd like to come in your face. Is that cool? Some women are into it. I mean, we've talked about it on the show where women, you know, like the one blogger was talking about how she has her boyfriend to come in the little jar and she uses it as lotion. I mean, and there's a whole website, semen therapy, where people put it in their food, and some people use it as lotion. I mean, it's nature's lubricant. So, I mean, you figure you give the woman the opportunity. When you do, I mean, I don't understand why you just can't ask. I don't understand the concept of violating folks when you can just ask. Say, hey, can I come in your face? If she says yes, boom. That shit should be more exciting to me. I mean, if you're predisposed to wanting to ejaculate in folks' face, and you're a doctor, why don't you just ask? Hey, you know, maybe they got a crush on you. One of them things, they come back, you treat them, and they let you. You come in their face. Fair exchange ain't no robbery. Anyway. Oh, I don't know. When I'm talking about this, the whole authenticity of it, it's like people do stuff nowadays, and I hate to say nowadays because it makes it like it's like different, and you know, you're like saying, oh, well, in my day, none of this stuff. Yeah, this stuff, this crazy stuff happened. It's just we got the internet now, and so folks know more about it. But it's like there are some folks who it seems like there's a lot of people who do stuff for notoriety, like with shooters, they're shooting for notoriety so they can get their name out. Or like the people who get naked and do crazy stuff. Like Jennifer Nicholson, Georgia. She took off her clothes, then went crazy in the Waffle House. You know, in front of everybody, she just takes off her clothes and then just starts acting crazy. Throwing plates and all that. And I'm like, I mean, if you go, just go crazy. If you mad about something, you know. But where is the get taking your clothes off? Now, last week, I would say that, hey, I did say it. I said, hey, we going to the park. We gonna get naked. But I was joking. Maybe. Maybe I went to. I was naked on MLK Day. Now, whether or not I went to the park, I can't confirm or deny. But I know I was naked at one point in time during MLK Day. And if you, the listener, was out there, if you were naked too, I commend you. I got two thumbs up for you. And if you have pictures, feel free to... No, I'm playing. But I'm just saying, you got to be crazy and do stuff like that to get out there. I'm not feeling it. It's sucking. And what makes it bad is, like, there used to be absolutes, which is the other thing that, you know, we start talking about. When I start talking about authenticity, there were absolutes. It was like, okay, these are things that white people do, and these are things that black people do. And never the twain shall meet. Or this is what the Mexicans do. This is what the Asians do. I mean, you kind of, it was a stereotype, and they never meshed. But then you start seeing stuff, and it's like, no. Like the Tennessee school teacher who's facing reckless endangerment after she had 9 kids with her. 9 kids. 3 of them in her trunk. Neither 9 and 10-year-olds. Black woman. Just rolling around with 9 kids, 3 of them in the trunk. You know, now she said she was removing them from an unsafe situation. But nobody said that there was a harmful situation. And I'm thinking that if you put 3 kids in the trunk, that's a harmful situation. Last time I checked, being in the trunk is not cool. And I'm guessing them 3 kids that won that get in the trunk lotto probably wasn't that happy about it either. But, you know, in the past, we would say, this would be something that a white person would do. Not to be racist, no, raceo. Like, instead of no homo, do I say no raceo? Anyway. Yeah, but now it's like when you get black folks doing that, I don't know. I got nothing to stand though. It's hurt me. It's cutting me deep. I don't know what to do or to say. Cause it's becoming a bit much for me. A perfect example is the woman who set up a GoFundMe account because she claimed to have blown her entire savings on Powerball tickets because she was expecting to win. Now, says her name is Cinnamon Nicole. She set the campaign page up Thursday. They spent all of their money, and they expected to win. They didn't win the $1 billion jackpot. They got nothing out of it. So she sets it up. They shut it down after 7 hours, but she raised $800. And this is after she, and I'm quoting her, "Please help me and my family as we have exhausted all of our funds. We spent all of our money on lottery tickets expecting to win the $1.5 billion and are now in dire need of cash." She got $800. Now, she was a pretty woman, so maybe there was some idiots that was like, oh, she's pretty, let's give her some money. But I'm going to say that if you're giving money to somebody who claims to have spent all their money on lotto tickets expecting to win, that's not gangster. I know it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but damn it. That's not keep... Who does that? And who falls for that? You're telling me that I can put up a page, I can get $800 by saying that, yeah, I spent all my money on the lotto. I just knew I was going to win. Help me. Help me. I don't have no cash. I can't pay my rent. And you dumb. Y'all, $800? $800. I'm hurt. What happened to when keeping, I mean, because that's supposed to be a story where I'm just laughing. And the funny thing about it, she thanked her supporters on Facebook Friday and suggested that it was all just a joke. And she said, I thank all of you who actually stuck by me and stood up for me. I appreciate it. People are so quick to judge without knowing or even considering anything other than their point of view. But this ain't no serious post. Continue to bash, scorn, scandalize my name. So, yeah. Y'all gave $800 to somebody that wasn't serious. And even if she was serious, you gave $800 to somebody who said, I spent all my money on the lotto. I'm tapping out. I'm going on break. I got nothing after that. It's just break time. Because I was dumb. This is Notorious B.I.G. Since we being authentic. Machine Gun Funk, baby.
Niggas, you fuck with big and heavy. I get up in that ass like the white cheese. Says who? Says me.
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Notorious B.I.G. Machine Gun Funk, baby. Because, you know, I live for the funk. I die for the funk. But I haven't died for it. And I don't know if I necessarily want to die. He died for the funk, but I don't know if I'm necessarily ready to die for the funk. Die for a few things, but the funk? I'm on the fence there. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. If you're so inclined to say hi. Or, once again, smoothdrama, smoothdrama.com. And last but not least, good old-fashioned, jump in the chat room and say what you got to say. Before I get into to anything serious, I got to talk about medicine. I'm not a big proponent of medicine. A lot of these medicines out here in these studies, by the way, they are, for lack of a better word, retarded. Since I'm not referring to a human being as retarded, I think I can use retarded. When I say retarded, the medicines, when I hear the side effects for what they're supposed to do, I'm like, shit, why am I taking this? You know, because I'm at lunch at the taco shop, older black gentleman. You know, we're talking. He's talking intelligent. You know, he's, excuse me, brother, blah, blah, blah. I mean, everything was on the up and up and cool. Then he gets to something. There was a disconnect somewhere, and the guy behind the counter asked him a question. You ask me a question, you know, fuck I am, I'm in the streets. I mean, he just went off. All because he had a ticket. They give you a ticket with the number. Do I need this? He's like, yeah, well, it's yours. Do I need it? I mean, and it just was crazy. And it just made me just think, like, rational people turn crazy. Maybe it's because of some of these medicines we're taking. For example, Belsomra. It has another name, Suborexant. Belsomra is supposedly an insomnia sleeping pill treatment. Now, I'm watching the commercial and it's saying, it's been reported that people have sleepwalked and drove without remembering. But they say the side effects is just next day drowsiness. I'm like, hold on. When you said sleepwalked and drove without remembering, that sounded like a side effect to me. Not a good one. So, I'm like, I'm going to take something that's going to put me to sleep that I may not remember that I sleepwalk, which could have you walking outside butt naked or whatever you're wearing, driving without remembering while you're asleep. Yeah, I don't think so. But Belsomra puts you to sleep. You just won't remember if you did any ill shit until, what, you're on TV or in the hospital? Yeah. Belsomra, sleep aid, number one. What happened to just, you know, get a nut and go to sleep? I know. A lot of folks would be like, hey, you know, that sex, you know, you shouldn't even. But I'm just saying, there are natural ways of taking your ass to sleep. Now, I'm guaranteeing you, if you bust a nut, you more than likely are not going to A, be driving while you're asleep or sleepwalking without remembering. One, you will remember that nut. Two, you may have the next day drowsiness, but I somehow doubt it. I'm thinking that you're going to be fired up the next day, but you're going to go to sleep. Nobody's hurt. You're not hurt. And you're probably not going to have to pay any money because, you know, you bust a nut for free. Or if you're predisposed to not wanting to bust a nut by yourself, you can call somebody to help you with that situation. I'm sure there's a plethora, as someone has once told me, there's a plethora of individuals who would love to help you in that endeavor. We can name it sleep therapy. For free. After you got it, hey, you got to go. I'm thinking it like, okay, see you. I hope you sleep well. Bam. Problem solved. Just saying. Bell Summer don't sound like something you really want to do. But, hey, if you want to be out there just driving your car asleep and not remembering, take that. As Puff Daddy said, take that, take that, take that, take that. Anyway, I'll get serious here. As some of y'all know, Jada Pinkett Smith and a few other people are talking about boycotting the Oscars because they say it's not black enough. There are no black nominees. It's all white. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. But I've kind of been boycotting the Oscars, shit, all my life. I don't understand award shows per se. I mean, I don't get it. I'm not going 2-3 hours to watch shows, award movies that, quite frankly, most of them, the majority of them that win these awards, I never watch. Sort of like the music award show. They reward a bunch of artists that I will never listen to. I don't get it. And at this point, you know, when they're talking about, oh, well, because it was MLK Day and we want to make sure there's diversity. I'm like, well, you know, we have rich actors and actresses who have made millions upon millions of dollars who, if they wanted to, could put themselves behind quite a few films. And boom. But, I mean, of course, folks don't want to stick their neck out like that. But at the same time, and it was funny because the first Aunt Viv, Jeanette Hubert, came out and her thing was talking about, yeah, well, people have bills and black folks getting shot in the street, but y'all talking about Oscars. I mean, and at first glance, you look at it like she's bitter because you didn't know Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the first Aunt Viv was the dark-skinned woman, Janet Hubert, and she was replaced because her and Will Smith did not get along at all. So, you know, her coming out is kind of obvious. Same time, I mean, Jada was talking about the Will Smith role in the movie Concussion about NFL players who, you know, who had the concussions and they were dying or committing suicide. Well, that's dying, but they were committing suicide. They were going crazy, whatnot, because too many head blows, the head trauma. And Will Smith plays this African doctor who investigates and finds out this and is, you know, going up against the NFL. Now, I mean, we're talking about that. That's the only movie that we're talking about that, quote unquote, will be worth a nomination. I mean, you get a nomination, you still not gonna win. It's like, what's the difference? I mean, is there a difference? I mean, are we boycotting the Oscars? Which, me, of course, I'm already boycotting the Oscars because I never watched the Oscars anyway. I forgot it existed till they started talking about it, but I digress. We're going to boycott the Oscars because of Concussion, the movie that not a lot of y'all have seen. I'm saying that I'm not feeling it. I don't see it. What's the big deal? I mean, Oscars, Grammys, it's never anybody you want to win anyway. And if it's somebody that you want to win, I'm like, hell, you don't look like me or have my listening or viewing palette. So, and I'm not saying that I watch all quote unquote black movies. I watch a diversity of things. It's just, I'm all about the plot. I'll be the first one to, anybody who knows me know that if I can predict the ending of your movie in the first 30 minutes of the movie, I'm done. I'm tapping out. But, you know, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about boycotting these award shows that, quite frankly, don't give a shit about nothing that you care about anyway. I mean, it's just movies. I mean, was there really a movie that was worth anything this year where you say, oh, well, that guy got snubbed? I mean, I remember, and to this day, I'm still bitter that Denzel Washington won his award for Training Day. Now, I know a lot of folks, oh, Training Day was a good movie. Yeah, it was cool. It was entertaining. But y'all love Training Day because he was a quote-unquote gangster. He ain't never been no gangster, thug, cop. And it was like, ah. Oh. I mean, Denzel Washington didn't get a sniff playing Stevie Biko, revolutionary on the continent who got killed. Didn't get a sniff as Malcolm X. Not a sniff. I mean, he was Malcolm X. He was Malcolm X. Sounded like him, looked like him. It was like Malcolm X had came back alive. Nobody cared about that. So, for me, I've always been bitter. I'm like, if you play a character that meant something, and you played it well, I mean, boom, you get an Oscar. Not, I mean, because to me, Training Day, I mean, he played an asshole. How many times have we seen an asshole cop character in the movies? So many times. But Denzel plays, oh, this is the role right here. So basically, you're telling them, hey, you know, you play this quote unquote gangster role, you can get recognized. But you play a role of somebody who meant something. I mean, Hurricane, Reuben Carter, the black man that got set up. I mean, when you play the role of guys that mean something, hell, my favorite movie, Mo' Better Blues, a jazz musician who loses the ability to play and had to deal. I mean, he's played all kinds of characters. No love for that. But you get love for a dude that likes killing his own people and his people hating. You get an award for that. So, excuse me if I say, fuck the Oscars. I don't need to boycott. I don't need to say boycott. I don't watch the shit anyway. And, you know, quite honestly, if you're watching that, I'm like, why? Now, we're in the Bay Area here. They shut down the Bay Bridge. They had the Black Lives Matter people out there doing their thing. Like, you know what? We're shutting down the freeway to protest how folks have been treated here in the Bay Area. Courageous folks nowadays. Now, I would have hated to have been on the freeway if that was happening, because if I'd have went somewhere and I'd have been blocked on the freeway, I'd have been cussing. I mean, I support my people to the fullest, but let me get off the bridge first before y'all block it. But seriously, I mean, to me, that's a cause worth fighting for. You know, our lives being on the line. Not, and I get that whole diversity thing. Yeah, we want diversity in the films being recognized. Well, make some films that affect the people that we really want to see, have wanted to see. I mean, the only thing that I've been in anticipation for, and yeah, maybe it's because I'm a nerd, the sci-fi comic book movies. Other than that, I haven't seen anything out there that was like, oh, I have to see it. I haven't felt it. You know, it used to be you have quote-unquote black movie come out and you're like, man, I can't wait to see that. It's on. It's popping. I mean, have we really had anything that you really, really, really wanted to see, you needed to see? And if you didn't see it, you were like, damn, I missed that? Probably not. Hell, I remember when Five Heartbeats, I think everybody has seen the Five Heartbeats. The majority of folks have seen, I won't say everybody, but the majority of folks have seen Five Heartbeats and said, that's a damn good movie. When it first came out, it did $2 million. Now, I'm not going to talk about the lack of black support for quote-unquote black movies, whatnot. I mean, to me, it was just a good movie based on the Dells, an old-school R&B group. Just a good movie. It's one of those things where you think maybe because they say it's a black movie, nobody will support it. So if you're saying you're just doing a black boycott, just say you boycotting stupid movies. Because The Revenant and all of the other movies, I don't think it was too many folks that was just like checking for these flicks. I don't think so. I hadn't heard no buzz about it. You know, you listening to folks, I haven't heard anybody like, man, I had to go see that Revenant, man. I couldn't wait. It was long lines. Nah. And any other of those movies, No long lines for them. They're just movies. Just like what Concussion did, what, 3-4 million? Maybe. And yeah, it was okay. I saw it. It was okay. But a movie where I'm like, oh my God, that the performance was just riveting? No. No. It was not. But I take it probably all those movies, so maybe that's just the whole point. They're like, well, we have movies too. Like, okay, well, whatever. I don't know. And I don't care. I thinking whatever. If that's what it is, that's what it is. On that note, I'm going on break because I have rambled too long. This is KRS-One. You ever think about when you out of here? He going to explain it.
drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Yes, F the N Word. That was KRS-One. Out of here.
No.
I mean, we know. Nobody thinks about when you're out of here, but it happens all the time. I mean, I know my time is short, so I got to get in. Get it in. Because one day, I'm out of here. Nobody going to want to hear what I got to say. It'll be time for the next person to say what they got to say. That's how the story goes. You got to get it in when you can. 347-826-7435 is that get it in number. Once again, 347-826-7435, the get it in number. If you want to get it in, an email. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Social network with me. Holla at your boy. In the meantime, State of the Union. Interesting speech. I know a lot of people who watched it. You know, folks talked about it. Meaning I had interesting thoughts about it. I mean, I'm always amazed that folks take those things very seriously. I, myself, and I may sound like a pessimist, but for the most part, I don't take that stuff seriously. I mean, he's saying what he got to say. And yeah, I know he's a black man, and supposed to be like, yeah, it's Obama, he's your president, support the brother, blah blah blah. But I remember when Cat Williams talked about it, he's like, you know, if Obama would have said, clean up the streets in your neighborhood the day after the election, Cat Williams said, the hood probably would have been cleaned up that afternoon. I mean, that's how much sway he had. Everybody was like, Obama, whatever Obama say, you gotta do that shit. Black president, you know, remember the hype over it. It's just, he'd have said, do anything, that shit would have got done the next day. To black folks. He said anything to black folks. Just, hey, black people, do this. That shit would have got done in an hour and a half. Period. So, and the funny thing is, when he was elected, it was like the time of my first interview, which was with old school hip-hop legend, YZ. And we talked about it. I mean, because he had it in his song, Thinking of a Master Plan, the Black President Solution. And I asked him about that. And he's like, yeah, you know, we'll see what the brother does. I'd have never thought it. None of us would have ever thought it could happen, would happen. So now we're here. State and Union address. And Obama has talked about the Black Lives Matter, maybe. But has he? I mean, it's one of those things. My constant criticism of Michael Jordan. If he says, hey, stop killing each other over my tennis shoes, it's not going to stop the deaths, but it will make 99% of these trifling Negroes who are out there killing each other over his overpriced shoes think about it. Because, shit, my idol, Michael Jordan, said, don't kill people over my shoes. Now, some folks will think, nah, it don't work like that. But hey, look at all the suckers that wear Jordan. They don't even play basketball. I will always ran against that. They don't play basketball. They love Jordan so much that people who they're not even good enough to hold a basketball. Playing basketball, the best they can do is spell basketball, and then they can do some things in 2K. They have Jordans. Broke folks got Jordans. Don't even have a house of their own and live with their mama, but they got Jordans. Point being, getting back to Obama. I mean, I question, and I know some folks be like, you shouldn't question, but I'm just saying, politically speaking, he's not running for office. He's not running for office. You can't be impeached for saying, hey, Black Lives Matter. Policemen, please stop shooting unarmed Black people. It's not cool. He says it. That shit, yeah, it's front page news. It's controversial. Fox News gonna run with it. But the message is out there. I love you, Black people. I don't want you shot. I mean, send some love to the brothers and sisters that have backed you over and over and over again. Just something. I mean, all you have to do is just say, you know what, Black lives do matter. He couldn't say it before because, hey, you know, he's trying to get elected the first time. He couldn't say anything that said anything that, yeah, I'm Black. Never said he was Black. Never even. It didn't enter into the conversation at all. Not one time. The only time it entered into a conversation when, you know, you had all the white folks out there, Curious George dolls hanging in front of their doors, front their businesses, whatnot. You know, all the racist stuff that they did. But he never brought it up. Not one time. I'm saying, it's not an indictment. I'm just saying that when you're not running for president any longer, you can throw us a bone. Show the brothers and sisters some kind of love. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I could be wrong, though. I mean, you know, maybe it just politically wasn't expedient, and he couldn't get nothing passed if he would have said Black Lives Matter, because then all the people who have not passed any of his bills wouldn't pass any of his bills that he would propose now. Oh, did I say that? That they haven't passed any of his bills that he proposed? But because they would pass it now for some strange, mysterious reason, so long as he doesn't say Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Right. I mean, on the funny tip, you know, Stephen Hawking was talking about we got like 100 years left. Period. He says, you know, nuclear war, global warming, and genetically engineered viruses could take us out in the next 100 years. Which is funny. Because, yeah, that stuff could happen. But as we see it, shit, what changes? Genetically engineered viruses? I believe we call that HIV. Global warming. Nuclear war. Got nothing to do with us. You dropped the bomb. Got nothing to do with us. We kind of expect the bad. It's not like we safe walking around in our neighborhood anyway. Which is kind of my point. Which is why I would be a tad bit upset with your president, Barack Obama. Because we can't even get the words. Not one word. Just identifying with the brothers once. Supporting the sisters once. And it's not a racial thing. I mean, it's just like, hey, we show you that love. Show us that love. Because, you know, there's a bunch of folks who believe in Barack Obama and all that he's done for America and for us. I haven't seen that for us part, but I guess it has happened somewhere, somehow in there. But, I mean, I guess he's accomplished a few things to be commended. I guess, yeah. And when I get that check in the mail, I'll be happy. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. Shout out to all my longtime frequent listeners. I love y'all. Keep coming back. I'm going to keep trying to make myself interesting. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Going hard in the paint. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.